Legendary Kills.
Unwanted target dusted. Solid work.
Boys for the red team.
On fire!
What's good? What's happening? This is the Gamer Zone Show. I'm the long-awaited, and I'm not alone. I'm with...
here with Willie, William Russet, man. And it's the show. The shows are the shows, what they should be showing. And here we're back again with another storming installment of the Game Zone, and a beautiful topic we got here today. I hope you guys do enjoy it.
Yeah. Look, man, some games that we just... highly say not recommended, or we say, look, man, many people have regretted buying them, regretted playing them, probably regretted just watching a video, and then you're like, oh, come on, man. Like, I've seen so many of these games where I watch them on YouTube, and people bash them, and I'm like, oh, come on, man, it can't be that bad. Like, gaming is always fun, and there's no way that there's any game that, like, most people would hate. There must be at least one person that likes them. And I've fallen for that kind of, like, thing where, like, come on, bro, you're just being hard-headed. And I'm like, let me buy this game myself. So I'll give you one of them. A couple of friends of mine bought this game, Anthem, as well. And I bought it as well because it was, like, 80 Rand in South Africa. So on the PlayStation 2, it was, like, really, really cheap. And I'm like, okay, these guys are playing multiplayer games, so let me just join in and play with them. We played for, like, a while. And, yeah, I mean, the first 5 minutes, it seems exciting. But later on, that's it, man. It's like, that's all you're playing. You're playing as big robots, or you can either play as a tank or support or, like, assault type of robot. And then you just go around asking people for quests. So you just go around in the hub area, and you talk to them. They tell you, okay, I need you to do this, I need you to do that. Then you go back to the same-looking world, and that's all you do, man. You just kill these monsters. You just... it doesn't feel that exciting. It never felt really good. Like, I felt like it was such a huge flop. Yeah, man. So, like, Anthem is, like, that number one game that I'm like, man, if you're out there and you want to buy it, I'm like, I wouldn't recommend paying the full price. If you can get it, like, cheap or super cheap, like I did with, like, a couple of friends of mine, and you're to play with, then for sure, rather do that. But playing it solo is...
Yeah, man, I've heard people complain about the game a lot, but I've never played it personally, you know. But a similar experience to that was when I played Nintendo Switch Sports, you know. It was a really chill game, but, like, it got a little too tedious. The controls weren't necessarily in direct proportion with the players, and you had to move your joystick in a certain way, and, you know, there was a lot of going on with that game. And also, like, people had to wait, like, half a year for the next release, only to find out that they were only, like, gonna, like, just add one more sport. So basically what happens is, in Nintendo Switch, you've got 13 sports, right, that you can play: volleyball, be it bowling, whatever, 13 sports. And only to wait, like, I think 6 months only to get just golf added to the thing. And it was, like, a huge bummer for people. They were like, what? I waited 6 months just to get an extra golf sport? You know, it was a really huge bummer. No upgrades, same bugs that it had, same lag, same frame rate, no upgrade in characters or whatever. But all they did was just add that sport, and that was it. And people hated that game for... particularly, actually, the game creators, because they kind of gave them a false hope that this game is going to be bigger and better, and only to just add one to the 13, which was, like, a huge bummer, you know. So, yeah, man, I think those are just one of the games that I think people have not liked, and I think it's highly not recommended for people, because the level of expectation that you have is just... underwhelming, you know. So
oh man, that's kind of disappointing. Like, I would expect some game like that to release at least, like, five or something, so that you can, like, feel that, okay, I waited 6 months, then there's more content for me. But one game, man, you could have went and bought the whole golf game yourself separately, maybe, but that's lame, man. That's whack.
It is.
Okay. So another one for me that was disappointing was Fallout 76. I've mentioned this one before, but this game just, I don't know, like it just lost me, man. Because the one that that came out before that I played was Fallout 4. It had a good storyline. Everything was amazing. Yeah. They had some bugs and glitches because it's the whole company that makes the games like that. I don't know. It feels like sometimes that these specific companies are known for the bugs and glitches, but they never make improvements. They just seem to take joy off of that. Now, this one is a big flop because there's no storyline. It's just a game where you're playing a multiplayer. So, similar to Fortnite, where there's a big explosion that happens, and then there's a fire, like, thing that consumes the whole city. So, you need to be in a certain radius in the circle so that the fire doesn't burn you, and then you don't die or get kicked out of the map, of course. And then you lose, then you start again. But it just became a boring game. And this game just became easier if you get into one of those giant armor suits, basically, so you can kill almost anyone. And the movement was so slow. The movement is slow. Gameplay is just bad. There was a lot of frame rate issues. The graphics were like a bit of a letdown. Like, you wouldn't say that it's one of those games released like after 2019 or something. It's like, what is the point of releasing this type of game? Because it was multiplayer. Everyone's excited because Fallout 4 didn't have the multiplayer. Fallout 3 didn't have it. New Vegas didn't have that. But 76 sounded like it's going to be good. But it was bad. I mean, none of my friends bought it. I'm the only one who bought it. And I was like, nah, guys, like, I don't think this is worth it. Because even if they played it, they wouldn't play in a way that, like, we enjoy this. I mean, it would just be boring. Because you could even, at times, leave the whole fighting scene, like where people are trying to take each other out in the battle royale, and just go stand in the middle of the map and let everyone just kill each other, or they die from the fire, and then you won. That was it. That was just how easy it was.
Wild. Speaking of easy games, man, like, there's this game called Waifu Impact. Like, this game is just designed for a new level of extreme laziness. Like, if you want to play a game but you're extremely lazy to play, Waifu Impact is just the most tedious, lazy feel game that anybody could even imagine. So basically, this game is like a game where you've got these anime girls in like bikinis, and all they do is like be in this island and just spray water at each other, and that is it. You just do that. Yeah, that is all you do. Just spray water at each other, and whoever wins or has the most water left in their thing after maybe a couple of like shoots gets like to open a new like set of bikini clothing, and that is it. That is the whole game from start to finish. You just walk around, spray each other with like water, and that is it. No fun, no insane graphics, no storyline, no content. It is by far the worst game because the song in the background is so annoying. You cannot turn it off. It is just there. Like, man, like, the game is just, whoa, like, what is this, bro? You know, like, it's just the same song over and over and over and over again, and it just, it starts to, you know, grow on you. You don't like it, you know. So yeah, man, like, that game is just really whack, you know. Like, it's the worst game I've personally ever played. Glad I didn't buy it though, you know. So you just got these anime girls just, you know, running around shooting at each other, and you just unlock another piece of clothing, you know, another new item apparel, and that is it. That is the game.
Yeah, that's disappointing, man. That's disappointing. And it's funny how it's always these anime girls that are always like being projected like sexually to guys and in the world that create this perspective that this is what men want or this is exciting. But I mean, no, it's not always the case, man. Now, if they're making a game like that, yo, that's like lame.
It is disappointing. It is by far the most lame game I have ever played.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's bad. That's bad, man. Okay, my last one is Mass Effect Andromeda. I've mentioned this one before. And yeah, sci-fi is cool and all that, but for me, not so much, man. It depends if the sci-fi, like the game has got some horror or something that it's really catchy for me, and then I will play it. So the only sci-fi games that I've enjoyed was like Prey, The Surge 1 and 2, but those were so difficult. I couldn't even get past certain bosses. I still need to go back and play those games. But with Mass Effect, everyone has heard about this game, and it's still the same even now with few updates that have come out, and they said they're fixing this and they're fixing that. Storyline, yeah, whatever. It's like you create your own character. The normal guy that you were playing with, Shepard, he's dead, of course. He's no longer there, so you are now the captain of the ship, and you're doing all these things, you're making choices, and they say they impact your decision in the game, but not everything.
Yeah.
The graphics are a bit whack. The shooting is good. They always improve on the shooting, which makes it feel good, like, okay, this is cool. You get a car as well. It's not really a car, but you can use this vehicle to move around on a certain planet that you get to and you explore, and you unlock other planets. But the problem is the facial expressions. Like, people could be sad, or one of your teammates could be dead, or someone in the storyline just dies, and then everyone is still having the same straight face saying, oh yeah, he died and he left this. And then it's okay, like, no one looks sad or anything like that, but it's a sad moment, you know, inverted commas. But it is just so bad in that sense, and the graphics are such a letdown, because I don't know, man. I thought it was going to be such an amazing game and everything was going to be good, but it's not. But luckily, I'm kind of like keen to see that, like, the Mass Effect Legendary Edition that's coming out for with the PS Plus. So we're getting that, of course. So that's a December free game that we're getting, which is three games. So it's the previous one. Nice. So at least it's kind of going to make me want to get back into Mass Effect, and I'll play those. And maybe I'll give Andromeda another chance, and I don't know. I'll see maybe if it's worth playing again.
Yeah. That's really cool, man. That is really cool. I mean, it's really disappointing to have game that does not, like, add to the atmosphere of, like, particular content. You know, like, the content is there, but the flavor just isn't there. Like, you have all the food, but it does not have the flavor that people need, you know? And, yeah, man, yeah. Speaking of games with about death, ironically, the game that I think is like the most unrecommendable is Diablo Immortal. Like, I just didn't like that game, man. Specifically because it's got a lot of monetary bias to it. My problem with the game wasn't necessarily the game itself, in terms of it delivering graphics, delivering the realism, the mechanics, physics, content. You know, it was bomb, you know, like, it was like, wow, you know. But the problem that I seem to have was the game really enforces people to pay to win. You know, it's got this pay to win ideology, because you had to pay or purchase certain things, or like perks in terms of like powers and people having certain tools and, you know, weapons to fight the opponent, you know, to actually win the game. So you had to pay for those stuff. So imagine if you like didn't have the money, so you would never have a chance to win, because when somebody pays for like those powers, you dramatically have an insane amount of power, you've got an insane amount of strength and speed, you know, and you like almost immune to death when facing an opponent that has not paid for any of those stuff. So the game was good, you know, I'm not gonna, it was good, but because of that monetary fact, it just switched everything off for me, because I think there should be a game where it's just a place for people to work their way up. The more screen time you have with that game, the more play time is, the more you know, progress, and you, if you complete a certain mission, you get certain things, you know. But that wasn't the case with Diablo Immortal. You're like, you had to pay for literally every single thing, every little perk of power and this. So if you did not have the finances, you certainly would not have a future within that game in terms of, you know, being successful and making it to the top ranks.
Oh, that's disappointing, bro. And you know what's the funny thing? Speaking of Diablo, like, I recently bought a secondhand Diablo 3, But then it gave me like free updates and all that, like to the Eternal Collection or something. The graphics, they don't look the best, but I mean, I guess I just played for the multiplayer. But yeah, okay, if Diablo Immortal is that bad, man, now it's like, what are they trying to do? I guess they were trying to do something different, because I think Diablo Immortal is the mobile game, right?
Yeah.
Ah, I see, man. Nah, then that's disappointing, man. Like, it's always the case, I feel like, with these developers, when they try to be greedy and say, okay, fine, we're big on platforms, we're big on like PlayStation, Xbox, PC, let's try and diverse and go to mobile, because many people are playing games like Candy Crush, so why not divert them into playing our games instead of playing games like Candy Crush and all these other easy games? And then they make the mistake, and then it's like, yo, it's all about money now, and then people are disappointed. Yeah. So, yeah, no, that's bad, man. I feel like at times easily see it, you can read it through them, and then you'd be like, but this is just money making scheme. I mean, everything's about money, but you don't have to be that desperate.
Yeah, man. Like, if you want to hustle money out of people, don't show it so raw and overtly. Like, yeah, you pay for this stuff, you know, like. If you want to hustle money, have like VIP stuff that, you know, not everybody can get, you know, where you can't make money the first priority for people to actually play the game, you know, because that's not how you pull people in. Speaking from a business perspective, like, you can't bring the money first before the quality, and, you know, you got to reel the people in, let them enjoy the game, have some development, and then if they want to enjoy the upper echelon of things, then you can bring in the money, you know. So I think they had a bit of a business bit of an error there. They kind of had a bit of a weak moment there within their business. I didn't think that, you know, that was a good strategy to go with. Perhaps maybe they think people will be desperate off the top to just want to buy stuff to make it within the game, but they didn't think that people do they actually like the game for them to actually, you know, buy those stuff first before you even, you know, ask them for money. So I think that was a bit of a problem there.
Yeah, no, that's a big problem there, man. I think they should just, like, stick to whatever they're good at with these platforms and don't go into mobile and expect people to pump out more money, because, I mean, it's a mobile game, and who wants to spend so much cash on a mobile game, because it's not really that worth it. It's not a big investment, unlike a PC, where I know that, okay, fine, I'm putting money in here, and every time I play this game, we're going to be playing with my friends. But mobile is like, oh, come on, man. It's like, no, not true. So much. People get distracted that they don't even want to play games on their mobile, because the phone gets too hot, the battery overheats, so many like issues, so that the game is just too powerful for it. And then these developers are bringing a huge game again, which is going to cause phone issues and failures. But I guess they haven't,
you know,
this. They just want money.
Yeah, they just want money, and they're not getting it, because now you're making the money the main priority. Although it kind of is, but, you know, you're kind of forgetting about the aspect of reeling people in to actually start paying, you know. So, because again, the thing of like, people playing games on mobile, sometimes it's not that you like mobile games, it's that maybe you don't have the finances to get an actual console. So if the game comes out on a mobile, you can actually afford to, like, you know, get the game and pay for it and this and that. But now they didn't think that the market that they're going for does not have the kind of money that they expect, you know, that, you know, so I think that's where they kind of missed that fact, you know, and they kind of ran over it, you know.
Yeah. Nah, that's true. Man. So, yeah, we gotta close the show now, and yeah, hopefully we're gonna make a part two about this, because hey, these companies have been flopping with these games. But from my side, I think it's all good. Like, you know, stay away from certain games.
Yeah.
And if you enjoyed some of these games that we listed, then hey, I guess you're one of a kind. Hey, good for you. But from my side, I just say stay safe on gaming. What you gotta say, man?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's been a great year, and we currently recording this on the 1st of December, and we do hope you do like, you know, enjoy your festive season and have more time to game. Hopefully, you know, and yeah, man, we've had a great run with you guys, from the top to the bottom, you know. And yeah, man, I just want to say to you guys, you know, have fun, enjoy the rest of you. festive season. If you're still at work, you know, enjoy your work. And yeah, man, get home, stay safe, keep gaming, and be good. Yeah.
Yeah, be good.
Cheers.
Stay updated and stay entertained
on AtivFM.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Engage with us like post, comment, share them out, retweet, and repost. Spread the word.
Spread the word.
AtivFM.
Radio.
Radio.
Radio
has never been better.
Better.
We'll be right back.